Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Chris Raybon from the Action Network, the app that makes you a better better. Chris, thanks for jumping on with us to talk a little March Madness today.
Hey, guys, thanks for having me. And I'll tell you right off the bat, the first bracket I filled out, I actually had the Volunteers winning it all.
What?
Is this true? This is just what you're saying because you know where you're on in Tennessee, right?
No, I swear. I said this on another station. You could actually check my Twitter mention. Somebody tweeted about it. So, you know, I'm not just saying that.
So is this you're picking with your heart bracket, or is this like using all the Action Network analytics,
simulators, and
following
stuff,
the sharp money and the simulators and all this other great stuff you guys have got?
Yeah, it's definitely the second thing. It's kind of a game theory pick a little bit too. So, you know, obviously, you know, Duke is the favorite, and they're the favorite for a reason. But when you're filling out these brackets, you know, you have to kind of incorporate game theory. And what happens is, you know, our simulators have Duke with about a 29% chance to win the national title. But if you look at the ESPN brackets in terms of like who's picked who, you know, Duke to win, 39% of brackets right now have Duke. So, you know, a team like that and some of the other, you know, number one seeds, you generally want to fade them, you know, in the late rounds. You know, I don't think there's any problem with picking all the number one seeds and top seeds to go to the Sweet 16. I think sometimes people pick too many upsets, but once you get there, I think that's when you want to start differentiating from the pack.
Chris, we had this segment on earlier talking about kind of our favorite plays from past tournaments or favorite, you know, runs. I brought up the George Mason run back in the day where they made it to the Final Four as an 11 seed when Jim Larrañaga was there. Any team you look at in this bracket, maybe not an 11 seed, but a lower seed where you say, okay, our simulators say maybe they can make a run here, or keep an eye on that as far as an upset?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, right off the bat, I think UT Irvine is a team that, you know, could come out, you know, they have a good matchup with Kansas State. You know, Kansas State does not really match up well with them. So I think they could make some noise. I think a team like Montana might be able to win a couple of, win that first round matchup with Michigan as a big underdog and kind of win a couple more games. So I think those are a couple of people I'm looking at.
Belmont Bruins are an interesting team. Locally, they get an at-large bid. It's the second at-large bid for the OVC ever and the first since 1987. How do you feel about Belmont, and is there any sharp money heading their way?
You know, I know Belmont's going for that first tourney win. You know, it's going to be a tough game for them versus Temple. Temple has gotten better with their three-point shooting as the year has progressed, and that might give Belmont some trouble. But, you know, right now we're seeing about 60% of the bet, 55% of the money on Belmont. So that is a pretty even split. I would say that, you know, the line did open at Belmont by 4, and it's down to Belmont by 3 right now. So probably the sharp side is Temple, just barely, but nothing too lopsided there.
Who's the most misseeded team this year? Who got seeded the worst this year, meaning like they're better than their seed or they're worse than their seed, or if you got both?
I mean, I think I'd go back to Kansas State. I think Kansas State got a little bit overseeded there, you know just given, you know, what's going on with Dean Wade and the fact that he won't be able to play. I think, you know, Marquette is another team that really struggled down the stretch. I think they might be a little overseeded. So, and then, you know, on the other side, not necessarily overseeded, but Gonzaga has a really tough, road, for a number one seed. But I actually think that gives them some value from a game theory perspective when you are filling out your brackets, because they're the most unpopular number one seed to advance, and of course, you know, that they would end up playing Duke in the Final Four if both teams made it that far. So, I think I like Gonzaga, but they have a really tough road as a number one seed.
Chris Raybon, our guest from the Action Network. What's the toughest region? What's the easiest region?
I mean, I think, you know, the toughest region is obviously going to be the one with Duke in it. So, you know, that the East, I think, is going to be tough just because, you know, of the presence of Duke. I think the easiest region, I would say the West, just because, you know, you have, Gonzaga there. You saw them, you know, being a little bit, vulnerable in the conference tournament. And you have that Marquette team there. And then you have some other teams, you know, Nevada could be vulnerable. It's kind of a toss-up in that West region. So I think if you're looking to pick some upsets, I think that's one of the regions that I would probably be looking at first.
Who you got in your Final Four?
So I got Duke Gonzaga, and I got Tennessee Kentucky, and then I got Tennessee and the Zags in the tournament in the championship game. And again, that's my first bracket. It's more of a game theory thing, but I really like Tennessee. I think, you know, number three in the nation in adjusted offensive efficiency. They're top 20 in free throw percentage. I think they can win. I think they can win close games. I think they can blow people out. I think that if they play a team with a good defense, like a Virginia or somebody like that, they could get hot, and, you know, in a game, a slow paced game, they could, you know, they get hot at the right time that could still negate even a strong defense. So really like Tennessee as kind of a second tier team to win the title.
You mentioned a couple times a Marquette team that's struggling. They face a team that's in our listening area here in 12 seed Murray State. You think that's an upset to watch, a 12 over a 5 with Murray State Marquette?
Yeah, I do. Now, unfortunately, it's got a lot of publicity. I think, you know, a lot of people are kind of onto that. So if you look at the betting percentage numbers, you know, you have 64% of bets going to Murray State, but 52% of the money. So there is a little bit of a discrepancy there, and that's just because Murray State has become so popular now that I think sharps are seeing some value on the line on Marquette at -4. But I would still take Murray State at that spot. I think that Murray State is a dangerous team.
On the way out, Chris, let's hit a couple of these tools at theactionnetwork.com and on the Action Network app. You got bracket simulators, right? And it's obvious for people who know the app, you can always track the sharp money like you talk about and see where the sharp bettors are betting for each game. But what's the deal with these bracket simulators?
Yeah, so the bracket simulator, you know, we have a proprietary power ratings similar to what the bookmakers themselves would use. And of course, we're adding in a bunch of other metrics and Kempon stuff and just all the, you know, some more advanced stuff. And you can essentially go and you can set up different kind of scenarios in the bracket. You could pick the level of upset you want. We have five different levels. So you could do like a really risky bracket with a lot of upsets, or you can do a kind of more conservative bracket where, it's still crunching all the numbers, but it's not going to, you know, predict quite as many upsets, especially in the early rounds. And you get a percentage likelihood for each team to win it all, and with all those different scenarios. So just in on our default right now, again, we have Duke in 29%, and the Zags are actually number two at 14%. So, but you can kind of mess around with those and configure it for any way you like.
There you go, Chris Raybon, Action Network. He likes Tennessee a whole lot. Appreciate the time, man. And for people who want to know more, actionnetwork.com or check out the app, and you can see what we're talking about.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yes, sir. The app that makes you a better bettor. That's what they say. You can bet on this.